Hey guys, Mubarak here. If you're at all interested in crypto trading, investing, and figuring out what are the best altcoins to invest in now, check out altcoinresearch.com. We just launched our new course that goes through the A to Z, regardless of your background or experience. And I know you guys are going to love it, so go check it out.
Mubarak here of Mpenny Stock. Hope you're doing well. In this episode, I want to talk to you guys about what the most important strategies to increase your trading profits are, all right? Because there's a lot of different things you can do. You know, I tell you to study, I tell you to learn, but what exactly does that mean, all right? What are the specific strategies we can go over and look into today to really improve your trading profits? Because it is possible, all right? People are doing it all the time. And, you know, if you were trying to compete with Wall Street or hedge funds, then I would probably say that you're not in much luck. But thankfully, because of certain legal mandates and financial mandates of pensions and other investment funds, we can't get competition here in our penny stock world. And also, for those of you who are listening, I know I sometimes do kind of content on both areas, but also the same thing applies for anything in the crypto world, right? The reason that we're able to have success is because you're just versing other people, and a lot of the time they're very uninformed. And so this podcast and Mpenny Stock University as a whole is created to help you on a day-to-day basis improve your trading. So let's get right into it. All right. So the first thing that I need all of you guys that really want to take your trading serious is to get some type of trading journal or have trading notes, right? Whether you keep it in a physical journal, whether you write it in a Word document in Google Drive, whether you keep it into an Excel spreadsheet, it doesn't matter. The key thing is just having this type of journal. And the whole aspect behind it is to have certain stocks, right? Look at certain ones and then be able to make certain predictions based off of your quick research on it. All right. When you first start off, it might take you 10, 15 minutes to do the right amount of technical analysis, look at the charts, look at the fundamental analysis, meaning the news, you know, what people are talking about it. Is there any good contracts? Is there any bad news coming up? Is the penny stock just, you know, if you look at the fundamentals real quick, if you take a look at the balance sheet or the income statement using Yahoo Finance or, you know, nowadays there's a lot of stock softwares out there, and I'll be doing an episode on it and have some recommendations over at mpennystock.com. But you know, if you want to be able to improve, you need to make sure that you're writing down an analysis of what you think, if the stock is going to go up the next day or if it's going to go down. All right. You just have to write this simple hypothesis. And the reason for that is because as you continue doing this, right, and this is going to lead into step two of the watch list, as you keep kind of making improvements or making predictions on your watch list, the better off you're going to be, because you'll start understanding and looking as to why you were either right or wrong, and you'll be developing your trading skills. Now, you're never going to be 100% right, but a lot of the times my traders usually get to a good point of being 80 to 90% correct, and that really allows you to be in a very beneficial state, because you can have confidence that you're looking at the right type of catalysts that are affecting the stock, right? And so going into what I just mentioned, the second most important strategy for improving your profits would have to definitely be maintaining and building your watch list. Okay, so a watch list, for those of you guys who are new or might not be aware, is basically a list of stocks that you're keeping an eye on, right, that you believe may have some type of volatility that you can day trade off of. So, for example, a stock that might make the watch list is any stocks, for example, that have recently broken a 52-week high. Usually some of the stocks that a lot of the times the market seems to overreact, all right? So if you go to finviz.com, for example, or if you go to mpennystock.com to our stock screening tool, Finviz is really good also because it'll show you the top gainers and the top losers of the day. And in any day of the stock market, you'll probably see a gainer, meaning a stock that went up about anywhere from 30 to 100 plus percent, right? So if you're shorting, usually what might happen is that mean it'll go down. And there's certain kind of tactics you can take a look at to see whether or not that's a stock that's going to continue rising or not. And then the second thing, though, is that the one that's kind of a little bit easier to take is a stock that crashed pretty hard, but for no specific reason, right? So if any stock crashed more than 20 to 30%, usually that's an overreaction of the market. And unless there's clear fundamental news that the stock is going to go under or something really bad happen, then obviously you shouldn't trade it because the news will probably continue being factored in. But if you do research on that stock that just for some reason went down 20, 30, 40%, and there was no real news or new kind of situation that occurred, then you can usually imagine that the stock is going to correct itself and go up the following day, and that usually allows you to kind of lock in some profit. So as you keep listening, as you keep kind of being a day trader and being involved in the markets, you know, you'll understand these tactics. The market is truly just pattern recognition, all right? Unfortunately, that's the way it is because, again, the stock market is not based off of how the company itself is doing, right? That might impact the influence of whether or not people buy or sell the stock, but truly the only thing that matters about a certain stock is whether or not people decide that they want to buy it or sell it. So you could have, if everyone in the world tomorrow decided that they didn't want to, that they just wanted to sell Apple stock, the Apple stock would crash and plummet and could even fall down and burn, and yet nothing changed at all in that single day for Apple itself. All right. So once you start getting that understanding about the price of stocks, you can start truly becoming a master of the stock market. All right. And so one final tip before we go, I just want to let you guys know and recommend that you guys enter some type of chat room or some type of immersion into the stock market. And the reason for that is because usually if you have a friend or a Facebook group or even the InPenny Stock VIP Facebook group or just type any type of chat room, a Discord, Reddit, you want to be able to immerse yourself into like-minded people, all right? And maybe physically your family members or your local friend group might not be involved in it. And so it becomes tough to improve or talk about something with people who have no idea maybe or no interest in kind of the topic you have. So this kind of goes not just for stock trading. It's even more important for stock trading, but for any skill, right? If you truly immerse yourself in it, if you're able to find like-minded people in chat rooms that I'll just link in the description below and have, then you can really get a strategic advantage because you're constantly building yourself up and becoming more and more skilled. So hopefully that helps and makes sense. If you guys do have any other questions, you can always feel free to email me at admin, that's admin, @impennystock.com. Hope to hear from you guys soon. Take care.